We're very happy that the first Sunday service we can worship together of the year. If you have the weekly bulletin, please take it out, take a look inside. What is our theme for this year? What is our theme for this year? It's walking in Him.
尊他而行是出自哥罗西书第二章的经文。So
walking in Him is from this verse from Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书二章六节这么说。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 6 says,
你们既然接受了主耶稣基督,
Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord,
既然是什么意思?
What does it mean here? This says, therefore, as or since you received.
既然什么意思?
What does since mean?
已经发生的事实,
it's already happened.
你们已经接受主耶稣基督了,
so you've already received Christ Jesus.
你们已经是一个新造的人了,
you're already a new creature.
是一个有新生命的人,
you already have a new life.
怎么样呢?
So what about it? So that's why you should walk in Him. When people see walking in Him,
一看到行,
they see the verb walk. What do you think of? Maybe you have to do something. When they see walking in Him, they immediately think you have to do something. You need to obey His commands, do this, do that.
要真
哇
这里比较正确的翻译是NASB这边的 walk in Him.
But actually a better translation is the NASB, which translates walk in Him.
是行在他里面, 是活在他里面.
It means talk in Him, to live in Him.
什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
保罗接着就第七节进一步的描述了。
So in verse 7, it kind of describes it.
在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领的教训。
It says, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith.
请你注意这里有几个动词。
So you see here, there are a couple verbs.
保罗使用不同的时态来描述。
And Paul used different tenses to describe this.
我相信这个代表了一个很重要的意义。
So, you know, this actually it represents a very important meaning.
这里生根是个完成式。
So here, when it says been firmly rooted, it's already a past complete tense.
完成是什么意思?
So what does complete tense mean?
完成是什么意思? 已经完成了嘛,
it's already completed, it's already happened.
表明我们已经相信耶稣基督的人已经是一个新造的人,
it means that, you know, when we've received Christ, we're already a new creation and we've already been firmly rooted in Him. And here it says being built up in Him, this built up is actually a passive progressive.
就是正在建造当中,
so it means like
是被他建造, it,
presently are now being built up in Him.
信心坚固的这个坚固也是被动式。
And here in established, the verb established is also a passive verb.
所以是被建造的。
It's to be established.
当我们在生活当中操练活在主里面, 那么我们的信心就会被坚固。
Of course, you know, in our lifestyle, when we practice living in Christ, then our faith will be established.
所以这边比较白话的翻译 就像这边讲的哈，照着你们所受的教导，已经牢牢的扎根，现在在那里面得以建造，在信仰上得以确立。
So here maybe a more straightforward translation would be, you know, according to the teaching you received, which has already taken root, and right now you're being built in Him and being established in faith.
所以这边不是要我们去做什么的行动。
So here it's not so much saying to do some particular action,
而是要有怎么样活的观念。
As it is describing a concept of how to live.
我们既然相信耶稣基督，我们就有了新的生命，就可以将听到的教导很实际的活出来。
Since we believe in Jesus Christ, we have a new life, and we can live out the teachings that we hear, actually live it out.
将我们所信的能够彰显出来，我们需要有这样一个认知。
And in order to live out our faith, we need to be aware of this kind of concept.
问题是这种观念的改变，在我们这个天性做事的倾向里面，在我们的这个强调做的文化里面，常常是缺少的。
The thing is, this change in mindset, in everything we do in the culture we emphasize, it's often what we lack.
所以这里保罗提醒我们要在它里面活。
So here, Paul reminds us that we are to live in Him.
那怎么样在他里面活？
How do you live in Him?
怎么活在他里面是个蛮广的话题。
You know, how to live in Him is a pretty broad subject.
那么我们今年将从各个层面来思想这个话题。
So this year we're going to look at this topic from many angles, from many sides.
我们要来思想如何过一个不一样的生命。
And we're going to think about how we can live a different life.
说实在，我很兴奋。
Actually, I'm very excited.
我也非常期待。
I look forward.
我期待看到神在我们每一个人身上做什么怎样的大
事。And I look forward to seeing what God is going to do in each of us.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，奇怪。那么今天是我们第一个主日。
So today is our first Sunday of the year together.
那又是第一个联合聚会。
It's also the first worship service.
啊，我想跟各位分享，对于我们这个一群人，这个整个教会一起活在它里面，一个非常重要、非常。实际的一个提醒。
And I want to share with you a very important, very practical, reminder for us to be able to live in Him as a body.
合一的祝福。
It's the blessing of unity.
Hello. 啊，或许让我问问各位哈。
Please allow me to ask you.
建立教会容易不容易
？Is it easy to establish a church?
容易不容易
？Is it easy to plant a church?
说实在的哈
，To be honest，
建立教会非常不容易。
Church planning is really not easy。
要需要有很长的时间。
It takes a long time。
要需要有很多人的努力。
It requires a lot of effort from a lot of people。
拆毁教会容易不容易
？But is it very easy to split a church？
拆毁教会非常容易。
It's actually very easy to split a church。
转眼之间
，In a blink of an eye，
只要一两个人。
If just one or two people,
就可以把教会弄得乱七八糟。
They can make a mess of things.
用这个扑克牌盖一个房子容易不容易？
So to use these poker cards to build a house of cards, is it easy?
No. No, 需要有很多时间，要耐心。
It takes a lot of time.
对，容易吗？
A lot of patience.
要把它拆毁不容易。
But is it easy to tear it down?
我告诉你，只要一根小指头。
Just with a pinky finger,
一只小小的指头就可以很轻易把它推倒。
A small finger can easily bring it down.
同意吗
？Right.
建立教会不容易。
It is not easy to establish a church.
拆毁教会举手之劳。
But to split a church really takes little effort.
但是从教圣经的教导当中
，However, from the teachings of the Bible,
我知道神的心意就是要教会合一。
We know that one of God's intentions for the church is unity.
其实我们对合一这个话题并不会陌生的。
Actually, we're not really strangers to the topic of unity.
这个是我们大家应该都很明白的。
This is, you know, everyone I think gets this concept.
所以我在这边只是将圣经里面一些教导简单的跟各位提醒一下。
So I'm just here to simply remind you of the teachings in the Bible.
盼望我们能够得以在主里面同心的遵守神的心意，活出。
And I hope we can follow God's will and walk forward to live a life that glorifies God.
有一次一对夫妻吵架跑来找我。
There was a time where a couple they got into a fight.
问先生为什么要吵架
？And I asked the husband, why did you guys get into a fight?
他说我太太的情绪动不动就发生在我身上。
And he said, my wife she always gets moody and then she throws the mood on me.
我的情绪也被她干扰。
And then her mood disturbs my mood.
所以我也跟着生气。
So then I get angry. Do you guys maybe have this experience?
有人不举手，旁边有人在顶他了啊！的确，被干扰会不会生气？
So you know, if you get bothered, of course, will you get angry?
会不会？你们被干扰会不会生气
？If you're disturbed, will you get angry?
会不会
？Will you?
会吧，对不对？不可能不会的嘛。那
mostly you will.
如果你不会，等一下我来干扰你，看你会不会生气
？A little bit. If you don't, then I'll try to disturb you and see if you get angry.
通常人会被干扰会生气，因为我们的生活有一定的计划。当你既定的行程被干扰的时候，你就会很不舒服。
You know, most of the time, if we get disturbed, then we get angry because our life has a certain rhythm, and when that routine gets interfered with, it's disturbing.
早上开车出门碰到带刹车，你会不会挫折
？You know, when you drive out in the morning, you meet a big traffic jam. Will you feel frustrated?
你会不会生气
？Will you get angry?
会不会
？Will you?
不会，才怪。
No, I guess you won't.
如果我跟 Tammy 约好中午十二点半要吃饭
，or if I schedule a time to meet with Tammy, you know, in the at lunch，
我这么等了半年，我有车子等一下，已经十二点二十八分了，我会不会生气紧张
？It's already, you know, I wait for a long time. It's already like 12:15, and she's not there. Will I get angry?
不会，我到那边了，已经等到十二点四十五了 ，Tammy 还没有出现。
It's already 12:45. Tammy hasn't showed up.
我会不会被干扰
？Maybe will I feel bothered？
会不会
？Will I？
你们真的很有爱心啊
！Wow, you guys really have love。
我会很生气，不高兴，等了半天了，等了十五分钟了呢。
Of course, I feel very angry. I thought, wow, I already waited for 15 minutes.
弟兄姊妹，的确，在生活当中，这些事可不可能发生
？You know, in life, do these things will these things happen？
会的。
Of course, they'll happen.
但是我们要想一想。
But we should, you know, ponder a bit.
为什么一个先生会觉得太太？干扰到他。
Why would a person feel bothered or disturbed by his wife?
这其实是一种思维的问题，同意吗
？This actually is a mindset problem.
请问一下，单身跟结婚的一样不一样
？Let me ask you, being single and being married, is it the same?
一样不一样
？Is it the same?
不一样了，对不对
？No, it's different.
当你一个人未婚的时候
，You know, when a person isn't married, hasn't been married,
你爱做什么？就做什么
？You can do whatever you want.
你爱睡到多久
？You can sleep till whenever you want.
你就可以睡到多久
？Yeah.
同意吗
？Do you agree?
两绵羊 lady， 是不是？但是你一结婚的话，
however,
可不可以这样子
？However, after you get married, can you keep doing this?
我真羡慕 Enoch.
I really admire Enoch.
他睡觉可以睡得很晚。
He can sleep in really late.
我要睡晚一点的话，就一定会有人。该起床了。
If I sleep in just a little late, then you know my wife will. What kind of?
我没有说我 wife.
Oh, someone will.
No, 你有注意到没有？如果你结婚以后，你的思想没有改变，你还以为你自己是一个独身的话，你就会觉得很不舒服。
You know, if you get married and your mindset is still the same as when you were single, then you know, you will actually get very disturbed.
所以，如果你结婚了，你要使生活更美满，你要把这种我。被你干扰这种想法改掉。
So you know, if you get married and you do want a better life, then you will need to change this idea of you are bothering me.
啊，当然，如果你能够改成说我很荣幸被你干扰，那就太好了。
Of course, you know, if you're able to change, so I'm very honored to be bothered by you. That'd be great.
你为什么在笑
？Why are you guys laughing?
不可能嘛！
Because it's pretty impossible.
如果你能够想说，哎呀，夫妻嘛，就彼此包容一下，我们就彼此学习就好了。
You know, if you can say to your spouse, "Oh, don't worry. You know, we're a couple. We're just learning together."
只要你思想改变一下，你整个气氛都不一样了，同意吗
？As long as you can change your mindset, the entire atmosphere is different.
这是成为一体的一个奥秘。
This is the mystery of being one.
也是一个合一的祝福。
It's also a blessing of unity.
其实教会也是一样。
Actually, with the church, it's the same.
我们如果进入到一个合一的祝福，我们就必须调整我们的思维。
If we want to enter into the blessing of unity, we must adjust our mindset.
保罗在以弗所书第四章第一节里面，他说：“我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当以蒙召的恩相称。”
Paul in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 says, "As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received."
他说：“你们蒙召所产生的行为，跟神呼召你们的时候，跟你们得救的时候的那个恩典是要相称的。”
He says that your action after you have been called, when God calls you, should be in line with the grace when you were saved.
这里说
，Here it says,
你们的行事为人就当以蒙召的恩相称。
to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
这里的相称
here the word translated worthy.
以前我们提过，就好像是天平的两侧。
We talked about it before. It's kind of like two sides of a weighing scale, a balancing scale.
对，同样的重量。
They're both the same weights on each side.
这叫相称。
So they're balanced.
如果你看到一个天平是这样子，相不相称？
You know, if it's off to the side like that, then is it balanced?
都不回答哈，算了，换另外一个例子。
So another example.
你们早上照镜子吧。
You know, in the morning, you might look into a mirror.
你早上照镜子的时候，站在镜子前面，看到镜子里面的人是不是一样的人？
You know, when you walk in front of a mirror, the person in front of the mirror and the person in the mirror is the same, right?
那不一样的话就惨了。
If it's different, then that's just weird.
里面跟外面是同一个人，就叫相称。
So you know, they should be symmetrical, or they should be balanced.
那怎么个相称？非常重要的一点是什么
？So if it's supposed to be commensurate or balanced, what is the important point?
就是第三节后面这边所描述的。
It's what is described after in verse 3.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit.
我们既然蒙召了。
Since we have been called,
那么我们就必须非常注意，非常努力去看好我们彼此之间合一的那种心愿。
Then we must pay very close attention, try very hard to see this unity worked out between us.
你的 mindset 要改变一下。
So our mindset needs to change.
那如何达成呢？
So how do we achieve this?
就是第二节、第三节这边的描述。
Verse 2 and 3 it says,
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络。
It says, but be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love.
一个人如果单身的，没有进入婚姻生活。
If a person is still single, has not entered into marriage,
他的思维是自我的，只有一个人。
His mindset is, oh, I'm still just, it's only me.
我的计划不会被干扰。
My plans probably won't be interrupted.
但是你一旦进入到婚姻里面后，
once you enter into marriage,
多了一个伴，
then there's another person in the mix.
他会搅扰你的计划。
And they will probably interfere with your plans.
你要观念要改变一下。
So maybe, you know, your mindset needs to change a little bit.
我记得我单身的时候很自由。
I remember when I was single, I was just very free.
我一结婚的时候，哦，太太对我真好，我是她的白马王子。
And when I got married, oh, my wife treated me like I was the knight in shining armor.
就像国王一样的，宝贝的要命。
And thought I was very precious.
哪知好日子没多久。
That didn't last for very long.
生了第一个儿子，我的身份就降低一层。
When we had the first son, then my status went lower.
你们为什么在笑
？Why are you guys laughing?
你们想得很清楚，对不对？第二个孩子出来，我女儿出来以后，那我更不用讲了。
And then when my daughter was born, oh, you didn't even have to talk about it then.
你注意到没有
？You know, it's important.
所以你听到什么？如果你还停留在单身的想法，很快的，你的伴侣会说你是一个自私的人。
So you know, if you still carry the mindset as a single person, very quickly your spouse will say that you're pretty selfish.
如果你不了解到、意识到你是一个父亲的话，你的孩子会抱怨你是一个不是一个好父亲。
And if you don't adjust your mindset to one as a father, then your kids will complain that you're not a good father.
同样的，弟兄姊妹们，我们的生命和想法会因为还没有信主跟信主而改变。
In the same way, our lives and mindset will change from before we became believers to after we become believers.
当我们蒙恩进入到神的家里也是一样。
It's the same as true if we get saved and we entered into God's family.
当你还没有信主的时候，你是自己一个人。
Before you were a believer, you were just one person.
请你记住哦，当你信主以后，你有一群人。
And after you become a believer, you enter into a family or a group of people.
请问一下，人好不好相处？
Let me ask you, is it easy to get along with people?
只有几个人摇头，其他人都点头，才怪啊！中文有一句话，只要有人的地方就会有问题，可以吗？As there is a human being, there is a problem. There's conflict. 同意吗？弟兄姊妹们，一家人有摩擦，你要学会谦虚。
You know, when you have a family and they have friction, it requires humility.
一家人有冲突，你要温柔。
You have a family that has conflicts, it requires gentleness.
一家人有不同的意见的时候，你要用忍耐、用爱心来宽容。
A family has different opinions, requires us to bear with one another in love.
你也要一个和平的心来彼此来联络。
Requires a peacemaking heart to bond with one
another. 弟兄姊妹，如果你观念没有改变，你进入到这个属灵大家庭，你会非常辛苦的。
Brothers and sisters, if your mindset hasn't changed, you enter into this spiritual household, things will become very difficult.
就好像刚刚那个做丈夫的那个弟兄。
It's just like that brother who was a husband.
当事情不顺利的时候，他会被觉得被干扰。
When things don't go smoothly, he becomes bothered.
其实这个完全是观念上面要改变。
Actually, this is completely in the changing of your mindset.
你现在不是一个人。
You're not only one person now.
你是一体的，你一定要改变这个思维，你才能够进入一合一。
You're in one body, so you need to change your mindset in order to enter into unity.
其实哈，如果你不信耶稣，你会不会有合一的问题？
Actually, if you don't believe in Jesus, you will not. Will you have a problem of unity?
没有了，因为你没有进入到这个大家庭。
You won't, because you haven't entered into a big family.
一旦你进入到这个属灵的大家庭，你就要必须要改变你的思维。
But once you enter into this big family, then you need to change your mindset.
以弗所书第四章第三节告诉我们。
Ephesians 4:3 reminds us.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
当你领受救恩，当你相信耶稣基督那一刹那开始。
When you receive salvation, when you believe in Jesus, from that moment on,
不管你愿不愿意,
it doesn't matter if you want to or not,
你都进入到耶稣基督的身体里面,
you become part of the body of Christ.
圣灵就把一个合一的心放在你里面赐给你。
Holy Spirit already gives you a heart of unity.
所以基本上坐在这边的每一个弟兄姐妹们都有一个合一的心。
So everyone sitting here, every brother and sister sitting here, you have a heart of unity.
不需要去追求寻找一个合一的心。
You don't need to go out and find a heart of unity.
问题是我们常常不知道。
But sometimes we don't know.
只要我们改变我们的想法,
but as long as we change our thinking,
你要意识到你现在不是一个人,
we realize we're not just one person now.
不是只有一个家庭,
we're a family.
而是一个大家庭,
it's a big family.
保罗接着又说,
Paul goes on to say,
身体只有一个,
there's one body.
圣灵只有一个, 正如你们蒙召同有一个指望,
and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called.
一主, 一信, 一喜, 一神, 就是众人的父。
One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all.
为什么要强调一？
So why does Paul he emphasizes one?
你看很多一哦，对不对？身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，同有一个指望，一主一信一喜一神一一一一。
So here Paul has a lot of ones: one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
为什么？
Why? What's the point?
什么意义？
What's the point?
首先呢？
First off,
我们都不同。
We're all different.
但是我们却可以成为一体。
But we can actually all become one body.
展现精彩。
And to be able to display glory.
坐在你旁边的跟你一样不一样？
The person sitting next to you, are they the same as you?
我告诉你一个事实好不好？
Let me tell you a fact.
他跟你不一样。
They're probably different than you.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们都不同，但是我们可以整合成为一体，展现精彩。
So even though we're all different, but we can all come together as one.And be a glorious unit.
各位看过只有一个颜色的画吗？
Have you guys seen a painting with only one color?
这是不是画？
Is that a painting?
这是不是画？
Is that a painting?
这是色纸。
No, it's a color. It's
或者是面板。对。
It's a colored screen.
可是当你将不同的颜色涂抹在纸上或者是在画板上的时候，一样不一样。
But once you apply different colors to the paper or the drawing board.It becomes something different, right?
同意吗？
Right? It becomes something different.
不一样了。
It becomes something different.
你看到没有？
Look.
可能就是一幅举世罕见的名画。
Then it might be a famous and rare painting.
请问一下，
Let me ask you,
一样不一样？
Are you and I the same?
我们不同，不是吗？
We're different, right?
但是我们却可以整合成为一体，就像涂抹不同的颜色，成为举世罕见的名画，展现出精彩。
However, we can integrate into one, just like painting different colors to become a famous and rare painting displaying greatness. Why aren't you guys excited?
好不好？请你跟旁边人讲说，我们不一样，可以更做出不一样。
Tell the person next to you that we're not the same and we can be one and display greatness.
哇，这里有几个重点。
So there are a couple of points.
第一个，整合以后带出极大的力量。
Unity brings great power.
你注意到吗？一堆零件。
So a pile of parts.
说实在的，没有多大用处。
If they exist independently of each other, to be honest, there's not much use.
同意吗？一个齿轮，一个那个有什么用？
If you have just a bunch of different parts sitting around.
同意吗？
There's not that much use.
但是经过整合之后。
But when they are integrated with one another.
变成一个会动的。
It becomes perhaps a moving machine.
没有组合的零件不起眼，发挥不了什么功用。
The parts without combination are pretty unremarkable. They cannot play out any function.
但透过整合成为功能强大的机器，这是一个合一的祝福。
But through integration, it becomes a powerful machine, and this is the blessing of unity.
弟兄姊妹，你有你的恩赐，我有我的恩赐，他有他的恩赐，就像散落一堆的零件一样，没多大的用处。
Brothers and sisters, you have gifts, he has gifts, I have gifts. It's just like a pile of scattered parts. They have no use.
但是进入了基督耶稣的身体里面以后，将恩赐整合起来，成为一个强大的力量。
But once we all enter into the body of Christ and integrate our gifts together, it becomes a very powerful force.
第二点。
The second point,
合一带出美丽的生命。
Unity brings out a beautiful life.
其实这个保罗在哥林多前书里面十二章到第十四章都一再的强调的。
Actually, Paul repeatedly emphasizes in chapters 12 and 14 of 1 Corinthians.
有人是眼，有人是耳，有人是不一样的。
Some people are eyes, some people are ears. They're all different.
他说，你有没有全部都是眼睛的？
什么？
全部都是眼睛的人。
Oh, have you ever seen everyone who's just an eye?
那个不是人啊，是怪人。
Oh, have you ever seen someone who just has an eye? That's not a person.
有没有人看过全部都是嘴巴的？
And like someone who only has mouths.
没有啊，对不对？同意吗
？No.
但是你有没有嘴巴、眼睛、鼻子凑起来就成为一个美丽的人
？But you know, if you have a nose and you have eyes and ears, all these five senses brought together becomes a beautiful person.
你说我不长得不好看，但是我告诉你，总比看的全部都是眼睛的好看多了。
So you know, I might not be that handsome, but you know, I'm all integrated together.
当恩赐集合在一起的时候，就带来祝福。
And when they're all integrated together, then it becomes they're brought together, it brings blessing.
本来你只是一个人。
Originally, you were just one person.
你进入到耶稣基督大家庭以后，你就个人变成一个属灵耶稣基督的一个身体里面。
And once you believe in Jesus, you enter into a big family, and with everyone now, you are the body of Christ.
耶稣基督如何看待身体？是爱，是爱，是为了教会舍己。
And how does Christ treat his body? He loves her and gives himself up for her.
那第三点呢？合一呢，就可以发挥各样的恩赐。
Third, unity can exert all kinds of gifts.
你知道吗？我们必须要了解事情。耶稣基督钉十字架，付出一个代价。
So we have to understand that when Jesus went to the cross, he paid a price.
他不只是把我们从罪恶当中救出来。
He didn't just bring us from sin, deliver us from sin.
他为了跟你是要把所有的恩典、跟好处、恩赐都要。
He also acquired all the grace and benefits to the body of Christ.
你知道吗？你只要进入到耶稣基督身体，你就可以从神那边领受很多的祝福。
Do you know that when you believe in Jesus, you become the body, you actually can receive a lot of blessing?
我们来看看以弗所书第四章第七节这边讲。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4.
他说：“你们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。”
7 to 10, but to each one of you, us grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people.
我想第八节这边。
If you look at verse 8,
这边第八节这边说什么？
What does verse 8 say?
他说，当我们蒙恩以后，神就有赐给我们属灵的恩赐。
Verse 8 says that when we receive this calling, the salvation, God gives us spiritual gifts.
是神掳掠了仇敌，从仇敌的手中把属灵的恩赐夺回来，然后赏给我们这些已经得救的人。
This is because God plundered the enemy and he took back the spiritual gifts from the enemy and rewarded those of us who are saved.
所以属于神的人有没有恩赐？
So those that of us that belong to God, do we have spiritual gifts?
有没有？
Do we have spiritual gifts?
有没有？
Do we?
说不定还不止一个啊，对哈，同意吗？
Maybe more than one.
所以弟兄姊妹很重要了。
So it's very important here.
合一要从教会的生活开始学习。
Unity must be learned from life together with the church.
透过婚姻，要体会二人成为一体的感受。
Through marriage, we can experience two becoming one.
同样的，蒙恩得救的人，在教会里面才可以能领受合一。
In the same way, those who are called and saved can experience unity.
所以真实的合一是从教会开始来学习操练的。
So genuine unity is learned from being the church together.
虽然教会里面我们讲爱心，要彼此接纳，彼此忍耐，但是还是不够。
You know, even though the church preaches love, accepting one another, it still has shortcomings.
若不透过教会生活，我们没办法学到合一。
But if you don't lean into the church and learn from the church, you won't be able to learn unity.
更重要的是，我们可以在教会里面学习到合一，用到我们的家庭当中，用到各工作上的各种场合里面。
And more importantly, we can take what we learn of unity from the church, and we can apply it to our families, our work, and every aspect.
你就可以能够体会到合一的奥秘，那个丰富的智慧在其中。
Then you'll be able to experience the mystery of unity.
另外，保罗提到很多一，他也在强调。
And then in addition, Paul mentions many ones.
我们都不同。
We're all different,
但是我们同有一个目标。
But we all have the same goal.
这个千万不要忘记了。之所以要合为一，是因为我们不同。
And okay, the reason why we want to be one is because we are different.
同意吗？
Is this correct?
我们不一样嘛，是不是？
We're all different.
Vincy 跟我不一样 ，Tammy 跟我不一样 ，Peter 跟我不一样，同样都不一样。
They're all different.
同意吗？有一些教会混淆了合一跟相同。
Many churches they confuse unity with being the same.
他们认为教会合一就代表所有的人都要相同的看法、相同的意见。若是你有不同的看法，你就在破坏合一。
They think that the church is one means that everyone should have the same opinion and way of thinking. If you have a different view, then you are disturbing the unity.
很多教会受到这个影响哦。
So you know, a lot of churches have this kind of viewpoint.
有一个教会很有意思的，有一个人到教会去，看到教会所有的人的祷告都有一个习惯。每讲一句话就
I went to a church and I found that like everyone when they were praying, all the church members, they would have this behavior. They would, when they just, yeah, every time they're praying.
每讲一句话就
Every time they said some sentence, they would breathe in.
怎么回事啊？怎么回事？
And I felt, what's going on?
后来发现了
Then later I found out.
因为他们的主任牧师年纪很大，装了假。
Because their pastor.He was pretty old, so he would kind of need to catch his breath.
然后讲一句话，牙齿会松了，就把它吸一下进去。
Oh, I think he had fake teeth, right? Yeah, fake teeth. So every time he talked, he had to put his teeth back in, and that would make the sound, and that's why everyone did that.
所以很多弟兄姊妹说，哦，我要学牧师，所以就变成。
And everyone in the church was like, oh, I want to learn how to be like a pastor. So then they start.
所以很多人就认为合一就要先将所有的不同消灭掉。
So a lot of people they think in order to be united, we need to get rid of all differences.
但是弟兄姊妹们，合一跟同质是不一样的。
But actually, unity is not the same as like homogeneity.
为什么我们需要讨论合一
？But why do we need to talk about unity?
为什么
？Why?
为什么需要讨论合一？
Why do we need to talk about unity?
我们需要讨论合一的原因，就是因为我们不一样。
Isn't the reason we need to talk about unity is because we're all different?
我们每一个人都有我们的独特性。
We all have unique individual characteristics.
如果我们每个人都看法做法一样的话，那还有什么合一不合一？都一样了嘛，是不是啊
？If we were all the same views and opinions, we would naturally come into agreement. Then there would be no discussion about being unified.
需要讨论如何合一，就是因为我们不尽相同。
And we need to discuss about how to be united because we are in fact not the same.
所以才要讨论如何在这个不同当中，我们可以来彼此接纳、彼此共存。
So there's a need to talk about how to coexist in the midst of all these differences.
甚至如何活出神托付给我们的大使命。
So that we can live out the great commission entrusted to us.
事实上，我刚提过了，保罗在讨论合一其中最有名的章节，就是在哥林多前书里面12-14章。
And actually, you know, one of the most famous chapters of Paul's discussion of unity in the section we just mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to 14.
在基督的身体里面，每一个肢体、每一个器官都有它的不同，有它的独特性。
And there it talks about, you know, the differences and uniqueness of each member in the body of Christ.
圣经说要在圣经里面，要圣灵所赐合为一的心，也就是说，我们的合为一是三位一神当中具有独特性。具有位格的圣灵在我们的独特性当中成就的。
So that is to say, our unity with each other is from the third person of the Trinity, which is the Holy Spirit, with His unique personality achieving it through our uniqueness.
圣灵不是把我们所有的独特性给取消掉来达成合一的。
He doesn't abolish our uniqueness to accomplish this.
但是谈到合一，我们很通常有一些误解。
However, you know, when it comes to unity, sometimes we have misunderstandings.
我们认为合一是联合。
We usually think unity means union.
大家把它挤在一起。
Everyone should just be together.
但是你要什么？你挤在一起的，就好像猫的尾巴绑在一起，会不会吵架
But you know, everyone put together, it's just like if you were to tie a bunch of the tails of many cats together. That's not actual unity. Unity is not the appearance of uniformity. Just having everyone kind of pray in a certain way, the same way, that's not actual unity. It's just like if everyone wearing uniforms. It's just an appearance of uniformity. Some people might say unity is everyone should be unanimous.
合一若只是强调大家一致少数服从多数，即使这样子勉强大家一致看法。
However, if we only emphasize that everyone should be unanimous, then the minority should subject to the majority. Everyone is of one opinion and mind. This is actually not real unity either.
合一不是用人的去规定，合一不是人的方法去统一，不是要大家都穿同样衣服做同样的事情啊。
Unity cannot be brought about by rules. Unity is not agreement. It does not need everyone to wear the same uniform or to do the same things.
这个是合一是神给我们的，是自愿去遵守的。
Unity is already given to us by God, and it's for us to comply with.
当我们愿意去遵守的时候，就会得到祝福。
And when we comply with it, there's great blessing.
就像教会有没有规定你说礼拜天一定要来教会敬拜？
Just like there's no rule that says everyone needs to come to worship on Sunday.
我们有没有规定？
We don't have a rule like this, right?
有没有？
There's no 没有啊。 rule. There's no
为什么你待在这边？
But then why does everyone show up at the time?
因为你相信耶稣嘛。
Because you believe in Jesus.
你对神有一个回应嘛。
And you respond to the call of God.
你时间一到，你就自然来要来教会来敬拜神，要来赞美神。
And when the time comes, you naturally want to come to church to worship God.
你不来的话，心里就怎么舒服？对。
If you don't come, you don't feel at ease.
是不是这样的？
Is this true?
Hello. 还是你被绑来的，还被骗了，骗来的？
Or maybe you are forced to come here.
不是的，我们从心里面愿意来的嘛，同意吗？
No, we actually very willingly come.
这是神的智慧。
This is God's wisdom.
是大家愿意遵守的一些规范。
It's actually a norm that everyone is willing to comply with.
合一不只是合作。
And also unity is not just cooperation.
合作是你我之间有一个利害关系。
Cooperation is maybe there's a matter of interest between you and me.
我们一起合作。
We should work together.
合作只能够维持。
Cooperation can only sustain something.
弟兄姊妹们，就像夫妻，如果夫妻是同床异梦。
Just as a husband and wife, if they're
同床异梦。 他们刚结婚还不会有这个想法。
If they share the same bed, but they have different hopes or dreams.
如果你夫妻是床异梦的话，可以勉强维持一个家了，但是不快乐的啦。
So you know, a husband and wife, they might be able to sustain a home like that, but there would be no happiness.
前几天我看了一个报纸新闻说，日本的太太等到孩子大的时候都要想离婚。
You know, I saw in the paper that a lot of Japanese wives, once their children grew up, then they would want to divorce their husbands.
其实中国人也一样。
Actually, it's the same with Chinese couples too.
你小孩子小一点的时候，我勉强跟你在一起，等到孩子大了，翅膀硬了，我就怎么样，跟你拜拜。
So you know, maybe for the kids, you might stay together, but then once they're grown up, then you just separate.
所以透过逃避每个个体的不同，去形成大家相同的假象，其实只是令合一变成负面的，没有纷争，而不是正面的合而为一。
So you know, escaping the differences between individuals, forming the illusion that everyone is the same, or to reduce unity to simply having, or sorry, is to reduce unity to simply having no disputes, but falls short of the fullness of what it means to be truly united.
一个真正的合一，不只是联合，不只是化一，不只是一致，不只是合作，而是同心。
True unity is not union, it's not uniformity, it's not unanimity, but to have the same heart, to have one heart.
有同样的做法，有同样的行动，当然很好。
Of course, to have the same methods, the same actions, it's good.
但是一个真正的合一，要从内心里面有同样一个心智。
But you know, true unity is an inward reality of the heart and having the same spirit and mind.
我们背景不一样。
We all have different backgrounds.
对事情看法不一样。
We have different views of the way.
我们对事情经历不一样。
Different methods.
我们做法也不一样。
Different methods.
但是我们同有一个心智。
But we all have the same spirit and mind.
我们一起配搭。
We want to work together.
我们互相合作。
And we want to cooperate together.
朝着共同的目标，朝着共同的美景往前行。
And to move toward a common goal and toward a common vision.
我们可以为了别人的益处，涉及真理原则下，我们可以不坚持自己意见，这是合一。In
matters not involving fundamental principles, we can, for the benefit of others, not insist on our opinion.
弟兄姊妹们，我在以神的慈悲求你们。
Brothers and sisters, as a prisoner of Christ, I plead with you.
真理一定要站立得好。真理一定要站立得稳。
The truth must be established. Yeah.
如果一些跟真理没有多大关系的，可以睁一只眼闭一只眼放过。
But things not
related to the faith.
Yeah, things not fundamental. Things that are not fundamental truths. Maybe it's not as important to stay on.
To let go.
So you can let go of it.
弟兄姊妹，这很重要的。
This is very important.
你说你对，我说我对，到底谁对？
You know, if you say you're right, I say I'm right. Who's right?
我告诉你都不对。
We're all wrong.
弟兄姊妹，很重要的，弟兄姊妹们，我们彼此间要注意。
You know, it's very important. We need to be aware.
弟兄姊妹，你注意到没有？在初期教会的时候。彼得跟他的同工一起向犹太人传福音。
If you guys notice in the early church, you know, Peter and his co-workers, they formed one group and they bring the gospel to Jews.
那么保罗跟他的同工却成另外一个团体向外邦人传福音。
And Paul and his co-workers formed another group. They brought the gospel to the Gentiles.
后来巴拿巴又跟保罗分开了，又各自去做工了。
Later on, Barnabas separated from Paul and each did their own work.
但是在有关重要的教义的时候，他们同样的保持一致的意见。
However, when it came to the important doctrines that need to be established, they are of one mind and one heart.
从圣经的描述里面
，From the Bible we see，
我们可以看到耶路撒冷的教会在真理上支持保罗对付哥里派的异端。
We see that the church in Jerusalem they support Paul in trying to deal with the heresy of the circumcision party.
那么保罗所建立的外邦教会在经济上无条件的帮助耶路撒冷的信徒。
And the Gentile church that Paul established, they unconditionally gave financially to the Jerusalem church.
保罗得力的同工希拉可以去帮助彼得。
And Paul's dear co-worker Silas could help Peter.
那么彼得亲密的同工马可去帮助保罗。
And Peter's close friend Mark could help Paul.
所以你看到没有，工作上有不同。
And we see that even though their work is different,
但是心灵上却是合一相通的。
But their spirits are united.
这是合一。
This is unity.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers and sisters,
合一要从思维改变开始。
Unity starts with a mindset change.
如果我们每个人都是零件，
if each one of us is just a part,
我们再怎么样合作，只是一个会行动、没有行动力的机器。
No matter how hard we try to work together, we would only be able to become a machine maybe that doesn't move.
但是当这个机器人装上电以后就可以动了。
But if this machine is installed in the computer, then it can move.
除非我们的思维改变。
Only once our mindsets begin to change,
才可能得到一个合一的祝福。
Can we gain the blessing of unity?
合一不是在硬体上组织，怎么组织？
Unity is
在硬体上怎么组织？
Unity
is not organized, whatever.
Unity is not from organization.
合一不是怎么样计划，怎么样做。
Unity is not from planning and trying to.
合一是从思想开始。
Unity starts from the way we see.
我们要意识到我们同属于一个属灵的教会。
We need to be aware that we all belong to one spiritual church.
弟兄姊妹们，我再说，我们南谷基督徒会堂一直强调我们没有什么中文部、英文部的一个不同的教会。
I want us to know here at South Valley that you know we don't even though there's Chinese and the English congregation, but we're all the same church.
我们一再的强调，我们的英文部不是我们的附属
subordinate. And we want to emphasize that the English group is not like a supporting congregation of the Chinese side.
我希望我们的英文部的弟兄姊妹们了解到，我们很重视我们英文部的弟兄姐妹们。
And I hope that the brothers and sisters in the English side know that we really care and look greatly on you.
我们是一体的。
We're all one body.
请你容许我再提醒你。
Please allow me to remind you again.
合一不是合作。
Unity is not cooperation.
我们中文部、英文部不是彼此合作的关系。
Our Chinese side and the English side is not only connected through cooperation.
我们彼此的只是如果只是停留在合作上面的话，你做不了我帮你，你做不了我帮你，这一定会有问题的。
If we were to remain only at the level of cooperating, then when I am in need, you help me, and you're in need, I help you, there inevitably will be some incompatibility.
但是当我们意识到我们已经是合一的，神已经把合一放到我们当中了，我们就有同样的盼望。
But once we realize that we are already united, God has united us, we have the same hope.
我们就要从神那边在耶稣基督里面得到从上面召我来的奖赏。
And that hope is to win the prize for which God has called us in Christ Jesus.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
brothers and sisters,
如果我们教会要往前走，
If our church is to move forward,
我们必须要更真实的一个深度的合一。
We need to have a very realistic and deeper level of unity.
不要只是合作。
We shouldn't just cooperate.
有时就付出，那是合作。
And to come and go as we please.
我们要合一。
We need to be united.
因为神已经把合一赐给我们了。
Because God has already given us unity.
只有从思维的改变才能够带出真正的改变。
And only from the changing of our mindset can we bring about real change.
我们本来是活在外面的一个人。
We originally were living as one person on the outside.
信了耶稣基督之后，我们进入到耶稣基督的身体。
When we came to faith, we entered Christ's body.
神的心意让我们学习合一。
Christ wants us to learn how to be united.
让我们活出合一。
To live out unity.
当我们开始竭力的保守神所赐给我们合一的时候，神的祝福就临到我们。
Once we try our best to maintain the unity given to us by the Holy Spirit,Blessing will come to us.
请你容许我再说。
Please allow me to say again.
神非常看重合一。
God is very concerned about unity.
合一是耶稣基督上十字架前最后的祷告。
Unity was the last thing that Jesus prayed for before going to the cross.
记得吗？
Do you remember?
耶稣说，我为你们祈求，像我天父一样，合一一样。
Jesus prayed, I pray for you to be one, just as I and the Father are one.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们不是只是谈谈说说。
So that we just like don't just talk about it.
今年开始，今天开始。
From today.
让我们
this year.
遵他而行。
May we walk in Him.
让我们在思维上有所改变。
May we have a change in our mindsets.
让我们能够以耶稣基督的心为心。
May we have the same mind as the mind of Christ.
让我们能看到彼此的长处。
May we be able to see each other's strengths.
让我们看到对方的神在神对方的赐予。
And the work that God is doing in the other.
让我们能够彼此 appreciate 彼此。
So that we can appreciate and enjoy one another.
你知道吗？你旁边的人绝对有他特别的长处。
You know, the person next to you, they of course have their unique strengths.
Amen.
Amen.
所以尽情享受。神在那位弟兄、那位姐妹身上的独特性。
So, you know, we should really enjoy the unique characteristics that God gives every one of us.
只有这样子，我们才能够有同样的心思、同样的意念，可以同时从神的话语里面改变我们的想法。
Only in this way can we have the same spirit, the same mindset, and to have God's word change our thoughts.
我相信。
And I believe.
今年是我们经历神丰富的一年。
That this year our church will receive a lot of blessing.
我们相信会得到神带给我们合一所带出来的福气。
And we will receive the blessings that come with unity.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Father, we thank you for your grace.
让我们能够在主里面能够成为一家人。
That in the Lord we can become this one family.
我们知道我们都不一样。
We know that we're all different.
我们想法不一样。
We have different views.
我们做法不一样。
We have different methods.
我们经历也不一样。
We have different experiences.
但是在主耶稣基督里面。
But in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都成为一了。
We are all one.
天父，帮助我们。
Father, please help us.
让我们有这样一个心思意念的改变。
So that we might have this change of mindset.
让我们一个确据，有这样一个笃定。
So that we might be assured of this.
以至于我们能够真的是彼此在主里面能够一起配搭，一起合作，让你的心意能够完全的彰显出来。
So that we can cooperate together, work together, and really manifest your work in us.
在你里面活着是我们所想要的。
So that in you that we can be the person you intend us to be.
我们相信这是你的心意。
We know that this is your intention for us.
但愿主你赐福我们。
Lord, please bless us.
带领我们。
Guide us.
谢谢主。
We thank you.
奉靠主耶稣圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，借着这个机会，欢迎第一次到我们当中的弟兄姐妹朋友。
So we want to take this time to welcome a new